Hi, this is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Doug Bernard reporting. The UN Security Council is expected to meet later today to discuss the latest North Korean missile test. This time, it was a mid-range missile capable of carrying a nuclear warhead that was fired over Japan. The rocket broke apart and fell into the Pacific waters off Hokkaido on Tuesday. Pyongyang launched a communications satellite atop a rocket that also flew over Japan in 2009. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said the North's reckless action is an unprecedented, serious, and grave threat to his nation. A spokesman for South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff here, Ro Jae-chom, said despite repeated warnings, the North launched its 13th ballistic missile this year from the vicinity of Sunan near Pyongyang. Australian Foreign Minister Julie Bishop called the launch provocative, dangerous, destabilizing, and threatening.
To fire a missile over the territory of another nation is threatening, dangerous, and provocative. North Korea is in breach of numerous UN Security Council resolutions and is acting illegally.
The latest missile launch comes in the midst of a joint military exercise by U.S. and South Korean forces. A suicide bomber attacked a crowd outside a bank in the Afghan capital of Kabul on Tuesday, killing at least five people and wounding nine others, a city policeman confirmed to VOA. The attack occurred at the entrance of a Kabul bank branch that was not far from the heavily protected U.S. embassy. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for the attack. This is VOA.